Good morning. It is 7:43 here on the Mighty 690. And, of course, we do have a busy campaign season continuing right along and be getting into that primary election here as we turn the calendar shortly over into August. And, of course, we've been pleased to bring you several different candidate interviews throughout this time. And right now we have joining us on the line Ken Rogers. He is Lieutenant Governor candidate along with Scott Schwab. Good morning, sir, to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. Honor to be on the Big 690. I tell you, I've been all over the place. I'm a broadcaster by trade, and one of the places I haven't been on is KGGF. So the great history and the things that you all do serving the area is tremendous, and so it is an honor for me to be with you.
Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, we're super excited to have won the Kansas Station of the Year once again in the media market category, and we're gearing up for 100 years of broadcasting in 2027. So it is super exciting, and we're glad to have another broadcaster along.
Well, it sounds great. Well, hey, again, it is we are down to the last few days. And every day, it seems like every minute is important. In fact, I'm on the road. Imagine that. Have been a lot heading over to Southwest Kansas to Ulysses, seeing some folks going to the Rush County Fair in central Kansas. And we're going to be, I think, in your neck of the woods, I believe, on Saturday. We're still getting everything figured out because every person matters, every vote matters. And so we're out to telling the story. Just want to, I guess, give a quick kind of background. If you don't know who Scott and I are. Of course, you've elected Scott a couple times now to be Secretary of State. Native of Great Bend is Scott, and has done a lot of great things when it comes to election integrity and making sure that those business forms are done correctly and efficiently. He continues to be efficient. Scott and I both served in the Kansas legislature. I'm wrapping up 11 years of serving and some great folks there in the Coffeyville area. And, of course, you got a great one right now in Dr. Ron Bryce. He does a tremendous job for you. I serve as the chairman of the Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee, and my counterpart in the Senate is your Senator Virgil Peck. So we do a lot of good things together, we believe, for Kansas farmers and really anybody that each is involved in some sort of agriculture, and so we do that. I'm originally, and where I live now, is up by a small community of Agra, Kansas, which is about 17 miles from the Nebraska border. It's north of Hayes. So it's a bit of a jaunt to Coffeyville, but one thing we found is that Kansas is a great state, and we think it's flat. It's not. There's a lot of hills. There's a lot of different things, and it's been a great run, and we have been excited by the reception we've received from folks. People are hungry for answers. People are hungry for solutions. The other thing, though, people are hungry for the government to get out of their way and let them live their lives.
Well, that is definitely, I think, something that we've heard echoed from a lot of folks, and especially, you know, there's a big slew of candidates running here in this primary. My goodness, and you know, I'm kind of curious to hear, obviously, your guys' thought here as you know, we go into this primary. What would you like to the voters to know about you, and what do you think are some priorities if you are elected here, and you know, win this primary and go on to win the general election? What would some priorities be for the Scott Schwab and Ken Rogers ticket?
Absolutely. I tell you, as we go all over the state, we've been doing this now for several weeks and several months since the campaign first began before Scott named me his running mate. Probably the one thing that most folks are concerned with, and that we've had that first one to have the plan before anybody else, and that is the bald plan. You've probably seen it or heard about it, and it is reducing the property tax boldly, better living through lower property taxes. That's what everybody talks about, and we need to make sure we have a good conversation and working with our county commissions and those other taxing entities, because people are looking for relief. We have a 9-point plan, and I know our time is limited, so I don't want to go through all that. But there's situations to where we'll make sure that our appraisal process is correct all over the state, be it in Montgomery County, be it out in Wallace County, be it in wherever, that all property is appraised fairly and that you're making sure that you're not being overly taxed. Also, we've got to reduce, and that's one of the things that, and the first day of a Swab Rogers administration, all those cabinet agencies are going to be asked to modernize or revitalize and just fix the situation. Make government be better for Kansans. Those are the things. So we have the BALD plan. We also have a program called GEANS. That's jobs, education, agriculture, networking, and sustainability. That's working with rural communities, and rural communities are basically anything outside those two metro areas to make sure that community colleges have the tools they need to create those certificates and those other things to do jobs. We want to redefine and work on small manufacturing again. It's great to have those home runs, but you know what impacts places like Coffeyville? Those businesses, whether it be manufacturing, whatever, that can bring 6, 8, 10, 20 jobs. It's great to have some place that brings 300 jobs, but if we can do 10 at 10 or 20 or 30 jobs, that also creates great opportunity, helps keep our community strong in Kansas, and those are the things we're working on. Obviously, my background in agriculture, Scott has said, I will also be the Secretary of Agriculture. We're going to work on trade for our Kansas agriculture products. We're going to make sure that the world knows the top producer of agriculture products, be it beef, be it corn, soybeans, wheat, whatever, you'll know it's from Kansas, and we're going to make sure and continue to grow the markets for farmers and ranchers. Those are the priorities we're going to get every day. And also water. Water is another huge priority, and I'm on a water task force that we created. I'm on that. And so it's a long-range plan of the future of water, more than just those irrigators in western Kansas, but it's also communities like Coffeyville and others to make sure they have the water they need to expand in industrial, whether it be the big places or small businesses, also to make sure that the municipalities, those citizens have good, clean drinking water. All those situations are ones that we're going to work on. We're going to do what we've done every day as we continue to work for the better lives for Kansans.
We're speaking with Ken Rogers, who's the running mate with Scott Schwab for Lieutenant Governor and Governor, respectively. And, sir, I know that you being from an area kind of bordering another state, we're especially sensitive to some of those issues here in Montgomery County as bordering Oklahoma. And just taking a look, you know, population decline has been definitely a big issue here for Southeast Kansas. If you look at some of that census data, every county pretty much in Southeast Kansas is on the decline, where all those bordering counties in Oklahoma are going up in population, and one can only assume that state policy is going to be a big factor in that. What do you think that you would be in favor of doing to help to reverse that population decline? Any specific policy or anything like that that you think could help correct this issue?
We need to make sure that our tax system is working for Kansans. That's a big thing we hear about, you know, whether it be Oklahoma, Missouri, Colorado, Nebraska. If property taxes or other taxes are too high, people are going to go to find what's going to be the most affordable living for them. You know, for at one time it was all about Texas, it was all about Florida. Now it's the Carolinas that really are working on that. We have to make sure that as we look at a fair and affordable tax system, that we don't hurt our local way of life and our local governments. And so it is a balance. But one of the things you have to have is you have to have a governor that has a good relationship with the legislature. You cannot go out and bash them and say they're horrible people or they're this or they're that, and then want to know why you can't work with them and get things along. Because guess what? All those representatives and senators in the State House in Topeka in that 90-day session, you all elected them. And so they are a part of your community. And so we all have to work together. So I think what it is you have to have that administrative branch working with the legislative branch to find true solutions. And I'm very much aware of what's going on in Montgomery County and what is some of the things that are going on in Oklahoma to draw people there. Now, there's a lot of ideas of how we can do things and bring certain things in. we as Kansans still enjoy the quality of life that we have. We have a great quality of life. Do we have everything? Well, it depends on what you want. What we have is we have still good streams, pretty much clean water, and a great attitude about things and the opportunities to do whatever you want and without impeding, without putting undue burden somewhere else. But I think we have to continue to work, and that's where these plans come in. And I want people to go to scottschwab.com, read more about the bald plan, read more about genes and the things that we have. And I think you'll find this is something that will work for all of us. Doesn't matter what your age is, doesn't matter where you are in the state of Kansas. It's something that is a great starting point to have those conversations and work with the legislature to make sure that we get these things passed. And again, I know I've repeated this, but it's true. We hear this on the trail. People want property tax relief, and they want the government to get out of their way and let them live their lives and raise their family or enjoy their grandkids without government interference.
We're speaking with Ken Rogers, who's the Lieutenant Governor Candidate, along with Governor Candidate Scott Schwab. And, sir, as we get closer to wrapping up here, there's a lot of candidates on that Republican ticket. What do you think separates you and your running mate out from all those different candidates?
Well, as Scott says, he doesn't want to be governor. He wants to do governor. He's been through this, the last two election cycles and the last 8 years serving as your Secretary of State. Between he and I, we have about 30 years of experience in the Kansas legislature. We've been in leadership positions. I've served on the Appropriations Committee, and he served as Elections Committee Chair years ago. We know our elections are good here in the state of Kansas, and we're ready to go. We don't have to form a group and go hire somebody to look at things. We live this, trying to do our best for the citizens of Kansas. We have that experience. We know the halls of the Capitol. We know the people to talk to. We are ready to go on day one. We don't have to go, well, tell us who we need to talk to get something done. No, we're already built those relationships that are working. So we are ready to go, and it would be an honor to have folks vote. We ask for their prayers, their support, and we're ready to go. So that's, I think, what keeps us different from others. We do have a track record. We do. We've been in the legislature. We've had votes. You can find them. Not going to hide from them. That's where we are, and you'll find that we believe we are a conservative team that has worked tirelessly on things like the pro-life issues, pro-business, lower taxes, the whole situation. We're ready to go.
Sir, we appreciate you joining us today. Anything else as we wrap up here today?
Again, thank you so much for the opportunity. Southeast Kansas is a beautiful place. Your corn looks great. We hope all the farmers have a great growing season, great fall harvest. Learn more about us, scottschwab.com. You can follow us on social media as well. And if you haven't seen that bald commercial, I think you'll get a kick out of it. But also, it's been well-received, and it resonates with people because we truly have a plan that we believe will work, and we'll work with the legislature to get it passed and to work closely as quickly as possible to bring relief and more money in Kansans' pockets.
All right. Well, Mr. Ken Rogers, we really appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck as you wrap up that campaign trail, at least for the primary here.
Well, we sure appreciate it again. Congratulations, KGGF. You've been a longtime leader for years and years, and so my honor to be with you this morning.
Thank you so much. You take care, sir. That is Ken Rogers, who is running along with Scott Schwab here on the campaign trail on that Republican ticket. Don't forget, primary election day is Tuesday, August 4th, and we'll have full coverage here on the Mighty 690. On the way next, we do have a little bit of programming from K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, and then we'll be getting in an update here at 9:10 from Coffeyville's Reawakening. We've got a lot to talk about with the Kiwanis Corporate Challenge Buckout and more. It's all coming up here on the Mighty 690, 79 degrees as we approach 8 o'clock.